Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we're proud to have seen what Atlanta United has been able to do here. I think it was a little bit of a surprise, Mike, because of, you know, past CONCACAF matches. But to play the way they did and to beat the team they did was pretty impressive. Joining us right now, Atlanta United's Anton Walks. Walks joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Anton, it's good to have you back on the show, man. Congratulations, by the way, on a couple of wins there. What did you make of the two matches? How would you describe it from a player's standpoint?
First of all, hey there, guys. Thanks for having me back again.
Cheers.
And, yeah, to get to it, I think it was vital in terms of building some momentum ahead of the, you know, the season opener. And we're in a good place right now, you know, two wins in a row, two shutouts in a row. And, you know, we started off on the front foot, and it's something we can build on.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while. Man, a lot of new faces, but it really seems like, and we're just scratching the surface early going, but, man, you like the new direction of the team.
Yeah, of course. Plenty of new faces, which is always something hard to adjust to, but, you know, everybody is focused. We all set out for the same goals this year. And, you know, it's been good to get around these guys. Everyone's got great quality, and, you know, training's been very good and intense. And again, we've got the results to show for it, and we've got another big game this weekend, so hopefully we can put it all on display.
What's been the biggest change, Anton, from this offseason and how you guys are preparing with the new manager and his approach to things? What would you say changed for this club?
Obviously, with a new coach, they're going to have their philosophy, and it's just vital to, you know, understand that and, you know, listen in every day. There's a lot of information to take on board. And, you know, everything we get given is only to help us, and we're learning every day, which is very good. And, you know, we needed it, especially after last year. And the manager's come in with his team, and he's put us all in our place. And, you know, it's been very, very tough, but it's what we need. And I feel, you know, if we stay focused and stay as a tight group, results will always be in our favor, and we can show what we are really about.
From the UK and now in the A, it's Anton Walks with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. The match in Costa Rica, Carl and I were talking about it. I think because of all the changes we just talked about, they didn't really know how to prepare for us, and it really seemed fantastic. How nervous, though, were you guys when Brad got the red card? We thought we were dead ducks.
Yeah, obviously it's always hard going anywhere with a man down, but especially there because of the way they played and being away from home. But, you know, again, Rocco stepped in and he done fantastic, and that's what we've got in our team now. We've got great depth. We've got, you know, a number amount of guys in various amounts of positions, and we're going to need it this year, especially if we want to be successful.
So, speaking of Brad being out, kid comes in, Novus, and you're like, okay, right? Like, from a fan standpoint, we're keeping our fingers crossed, but this kid stepped in and did an amazing job, Anton.
Oh, of course. I think you guys don't get to see as much as we do, obviously, behind closed doors, and there's no player in our squad that doesn't deserve to be there, and everybody's applied themselves fantastically, and that's just a replication of what happens with the quality that we've got. And with all due credit to him, he done fantastic, and, you know, that don't happen if he don't apply himself every day, which he has done, and he took his opportunities very well.
Yeah, man, it's just fun to watch. I just have a feeling everything from the new kits, which we like, by the way, they grew on us, to the style of play. I mean, should we expect more of that? We're going to play behind the ball. We're going to control possession, and then we're going to get after it.
Oh, of course, we have to. I think everyone's improving in the league. We're playing the Champions League. You know, teams are building and we need to as well. We need to become a lot better. Obviously, last year, that was evident. So we're working. We're still a work in progress. We're nowhere near finished. And it's been enjoyable to be part of it. And again, the way we're working, only good things would happen, especially with the intensity and, you know, the energy the manager brings.
Barco scored on the penalty kick in that first match. Then, you know, he gets the assist in the second match. From what you've seen in training, do you think this is a year where he just blossoms and really comes into his own?
I hope so. I think he's a great guy. You know, he's been very enjoyable to be around. He's got great quality as well. And, well, if, like you said, the numbers have spoke for themselves so far. So hopefully, when Shaimarie is already focused on as a forward, you know, he's going to want more of that. And he seems very hungry. So it's going to be, you know, very good to see, especially being, you know, a good teammate of his.
It is. Antoine walks with his guys, plays a defender, midfielder. He's all over, man. He's versatile, Carl. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We haven't had a chance to catch up with you. What was going on? The bubble, obviously, last year. Oh, my God, that Orlando. What a hot mess. How did you ever get back to the UK, or have you been here the whole time?
No. I stayed here. I stayed here the whole time. I think it was very important to, especially because my season ended early because of injury. So I just stayed here and stayed focused, and that was the most enjoyable thing, I think. I do miss my family, but with what's going on in the world right now, you know, safety is the most important thing, and just making sure, you know, physically I could prepare for what lies ahead this year.
So what's it like for the fam over there, man? I mean, you guys talk all the time. Obviously, you know, technology allows you to see their faces. There's nothing like putting your hands on family and hugging them and, you know, loving them and kissing them. But what's going on over there for them?
In a way, they're kind of 6 or 7 months behind what we are here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, around now, you know, people are finally allowed to go out and socialize, go to restaurants and things like that, which, you know, it's been almost a year and some change over there for them. So I think that's good. I think schools opening back up is good. But, you know, again, you just have to stay safe and follow the guidelines, because we don't want a repeat of what happened last year. And, you know,
I hear that. I'm just glad we get to be in the stadium in 2 weeks. Looking forward to it, man. I'm in Section 214. I'll be rooting for you. Anton, we mentioned Barco. You said, of course, you got banged up last year. How does Joseph look to you? I know on TV they were saying he still looks a little tentative, but is Joseph, you think he's coming into form?
No, I think he, you know, got a lot more to offer, and he knows that he's, you know, one of the best players in the league. So right now it's just about making sure he feels comfortable, and he's done that. He's coming and he's performed, so... You know, we're going to see Joseph soon, you know, back to what he does best. And it's going to be very good to see, because, you know, he suffered a bad injury last year. And, you know, having him in our team, you know, he's the vocal point. He gets the goals and he does the business. So, you know, he's back. He's ready.
It's Anton Walks, guys, joining us here from Atlanta United. Talking all things Atlanta United and getting ready for the MLS season as well, as they advance to the quarterfinals of CONCACAF. Talk about going up against guys like Miles Robinson. You know, we talk about this back line and what they're like and our defenders as far as how tough it is. I mean, you talk about the way they played in these first two matches. What do you see on a daily basis with guys like that?
You know, you see so much movement. You see how, you know, well connected they are, how dangerous they are, how quick they are. And again, you don't have no time to switch off. I think, you know, if you switch off in the back line, the ball ends up in your own net, and you don't want that. So, again, we've worked on it. The coach has come in and he's, you know, gave us his philosophy. He's tried to help us improve, and so far it's worked. We've had 2 clean sheets, and, you know, we've limited the amount of attempts they've had on goal. So, with that being said, you know, again, there's going to still be more improvements coming, but from our standpoint, I don't think we've got much to fault and much to criticize right now.
Right on. Well, hey, man, best of luck on the road to start the season. We can't wait to see you guys back at Mercedes-Benz. And, again, so far, so good, man. It looks great. Good luck this season.
Thank you, guys. See you soon. Stay safe.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.